Good evening.
Okay.
This is John Tatum, parliamentarian for the PNB. I will be chairing the meeting up to the point where Nancy will get back on, which I think is going to be just before the interim chief financial officer report and the executive director's report. You can refer to me as the chair for that point of the meeting. And I will refer to myself as the chair. So let's get started.
Could you give the time on the date, please?
Thursday, February the 7th, 2019. And according to my clock, I have 8:44 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And Mr. Chair Mentor would like to ask a question before we start.
Go ahead, Mansoor.
Is the vice chair not available, John Goodman?
We haven't called the roll yet, Mansoor, so let us find that out right
sure.
Now. Bill, are you there?
Yes. Okay.
Bill Crozier, okay. Would you mind calling the roll, please?
Okay. Bruce Aaron from KPFK.
Here.
Bruce is here. Jonathan Alexander from KPFK. Andrew John. Gary Bost from Cerebral Radio.
I'm here. Gary's here.
Gary is here. Adriana Casanave, KPFT.
I'm here.
Adriana's here. Robin Collier from KCEI.
Present.
Robin's here. Chris Corey from KPFA.
Here.
Chris is here. Bill Crozier is from KPFT is here. Joseph Davis. Hey, Joseph's here. There's a bunch of noise on the line, by the way. Not sure.
It looks like it's coming from Chris's phone. Maybe Chris could mute. Try that.
I've been muted.
Oh. Okay. I don't know what's happening. Okay.
Thank you.
It's either Chris
Catherine
or Bill Davis. Where the noise is coming from.
Okay. Sounds better right now, at least. Catherine Davis from WBAI.
Here.
Catherine's here. Benito Diaz from WPFW. Hey, is that you, Benito?
Present.
Okay, thank you. Benito's here. Jan Goodman from KPFK. Can't hear you, Jan. William Herwagon, WBAI.
Present.
William's here. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA. And here is Sabrina. Dwayne Lark, KPFT.
I'm here.
Okay, Sabrina's here. Thank you. Dwayne, we didn't hear you. Ken Laufer, WBAI.
Here.
Ken is here. Thank you. Tony Leon from WPFA. Can't hear you, Tony. Mansoor Sabah from KPFK.
Hazard.
Okay. Mansoor is here. Thank you. Nancy Sorden from WPFW.
Here.
Nancy's here. Alex Steinberg, WBAI.
Present.
Okay. Alex is here. Thank you. Carol Travis from KPFA.
Excuse me. Here.
Carol's here. Tom Voorhees, KPFA. I hear you, Tom. I think he asked for excused absence. Muscular Washington, WPFW.
Here.
Muscular's here. Going back, I'm going to read the names of the people that didn't answer the roll, so let me know if you're here. Jonathan Alexander, Jan Goodman, Dwayne Lark, Tony Leon, Tom Voorhees. Are any of you here? Can't hear you. Okay, Maxie Jackson. Anthony Maxey. John Tatum.
I'm here.
Thank you. Larry Dankner is our interim CFO. Can't hear you, Larry, if you're on the line. Okay, let me count. We have 17 directors present, so we have quorum, Mr. Chair.
Okay. I counted
18.
Bill, this is the chair. I
yes.
counted 18. Can you
okay,
give
again.
Me... Yeah.
I want to count 17. Grace Aaron, Gary Bost, Adriana Casanave, Robin Collier, Chris Corey, Bill Crozier, Joseph Davis, Catherine Davis, Benito Diaz, William Hirwagon, Sabrina Jacobs, Ken Laufer, Mansoor Sabah, Nancy Sorden, Alex Steinberg, Carol Travis, and Moscula Washington.
17? Okay.
Right.
That is a quorum.
Dwayne Lark said present.
Are
no,
you here, Dwayne?
Not.
I didn't hear him.
No, he did not. Okay. 17, that is a quorum. Now, starting with Jonathan Alexander, has anybody heard whether he requested excused absence? Is there any objection to excusing Jonathan Alexander's absence?
Benito, and point of order, Mr. Chair.
Right
point.
Now, the
not
motion,
really a, whether, no, it's
motion, point of motion. Can you withhold Benito's motion on the floor now as to whether to excuse Jonathan Alexander or not?
May I speak on his behalf, Mansoor?
Madam Sir.
Mansoor.
Mansoor.
Yeah,
if it's
not Jonathan
Alexander.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
I ask you first.
What I know, what I know of his...
I'm trying to recognize the person who wants to speak about the excused or unexcused absence of Jonathan Alexander.
Exactly.
Okay, Benito, go.
So the custom is that we only deal with people who have requested an excused absence via an email to the entire board. The only person I'm aware of who did that is Tom Voorhees, and therefore there's no reason to even take up the issue of any of these other folks.
Mansoor.
Yes, I would call Jonathan right now to let him know and to call in. I called right back.
Okay. Has anyone on the board heard from Jane Goodman?
I have. This is Grace.
Grace, would you speak on her behalf, please?
She is in Washington, D.C., meeting with relatives, so she probably won't be able to be on the call tonight.
Did she request an excused absence?
Not specifically.
Okay. All right. The reason why the chair is bringing this up is because each absence has to be either excused or unexcused. There's no other choice because we have seen in the past that there have been questions about having three unexcused absences. Well, so this is why we have to make sure that these absences are either one or the other.
Benito.
Dwayne Lark. Anyone want to speak about Dwayne Lark? Okay.
Benito.
Is there any objection to excusing the absence of Tom Voorhees?
Hearing no objection, Tom Voorhees' absence is excused. All other absences, unless we hear further on in this meeting, will be unexcused. Mansour.
Excuse me, this is Maskila. Can I speak?
On behalf of which person?
Tony Leon.
Okay, go.
Tony Leon said he just sent an absence notice email.
Okay, thank you. Any objection? Any objection on excusing the absence of Tony Leon? Hearing none. Tony Leon's absence is excused.
And Mansour would like to let you know. I just left a voice message. I just left the voice message for Jonathan. That's all I can
do. Okay, we'll suspend with his so further notice. Mansour, would you?
The chair.
Adriana is recognized for a point of order.
Can you hear me? First of all,
I can hear you, Adriana. You can hear me say you're recognized.
Okay, thank you. Point of order statement. In light of the violation of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, Article 5, Section 2, regarding PNB directors serving a one-year term, and the approval of PNB motion on December 6, 2018, that extended the terms of directors, and even in light of Pacifica Council affirming the validity of that motion, my participation in this meeting is under protest. And Mr. Chair, I think that it's important. I have the question. I'm not receiving any emails from the PNB. Probably like a week or something like that. I'm not receiving any PNB information. I didn't receive the agenda. I don't receive any information. The only thing that they received from William today, and then the answer from Grace Aaron and Mansour Shabbat, because they answered the email from William Yerwan. I'm not privy to anything that is happening in the PNB, and that is my second point of order. I don't know if I can put it together, but I understand the second thing is a point of information. Our bylaws said that the chair of the board need to be a director. That is the only thing that I'm going to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And
thank you.
I will address each of your points of order at the appropriate time. Mansour, would you please
sure
do the time for the items and the individuals?
Absolutely. And just mention the categories time as well. Whenever you start one. All right. So it's 90 seconds per person, and I give it 30 seconds, and then 15 and 5 and time.
Okay. And the times for the items are there on the agenda if you have one, hopefully. Okay. Thank you. Agenda approval. Are there any amendments to the agenda? The chair would like to make one, and that is that item number 4 be moved behind agenda approval. And is there any objection to the
chair just
minutes to after agenda approval? Is there any objection to that? Hearing no objection.
Mr. Chair, question.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me finish this motion, please.
Point of information, please.
The item number 4, which is minutes, be moved right after the agenda approval, which is number 2, and it would be before the interim chief financial officer, who right now we haven't verified, is on the phone. Okay, now, there was a request for information. Who was that?
That was Catherine, but you satisfied the, because I didn't know what agenda item 4 was, so thank you.
Okay. Okay. All right. Is there any objection to moving that item? Hearing no objection.
Mr. Chair,
Benito, request for information.
I would like to understand why you have not dealt with the three points of order raised by Adriana, especially since one of them has to do with who the chair is going to be. So you're making a motion at this moment to change the agenda, or amend the agenda, rather. It would seem to me that we need to settle who the chair of this meeting is, at least temporarily, before we can deal with any of that.
Okay. I did tell Adriana that I would deal with her points of order at the appropriate time, and she seemed satisfied. So I will speak to that one now. He pointed out the bylaws that says clearly that only a director can chair, I mean, can be the chair of the PNB. And that is absolutely correct. Nancy Sorten, who is the chair of the PNB, is on the phone. The bylaws make no reference to who the chair may appoint to be to chair a individual meeting, or even in this case, a portion of a meeting. So it doesn't speak to that. So that is the ruling there. So are there any objections to changing this item? I don't hear any from anyone. Therefore, that item will be moved. Thank you. Are there any other amendments to the agenda?
Mr. Chairman,
what is your amendment to the agenda, Mr. Chairman?
It's actually a request for information. I don't have a copy of the agenda, so can you tell me what item number one is?
Item number one is A, B, C, and D's preliminary items. Call to order, we've completed. Roll call, we've completed. Excused absences, we have completed. We're still waiting to verify one. And then we want to identify the timekeepers. Monsieur has been identified. And now we're on the agenda approval. The chair has made one amendment, and that was approved. And so I'm asking the rest of the board, do they have other amendments to the agenda?
So you're telling me that item one had to do with these preliminary matters? Is that it?
That is correct.
Okay.
All right.
Nancy is recognized.
I just wanted to say the minute the agenda needs to say under the minutes approval, it says February 7th. Shouldn't it say January 31st? That was the minutes that were sent to be approved.
Thank you. Duly noted that they for the minutes should say February 31st, 2019, instead of February 7th, 2019. Are there any other amendments to the agenda?
Point of personal privilege, Chair. Could we mute? I can't hear.
Point well taken. I would ask that all members mute their phone.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you. I see. Gary's speaker is lit up. Maybe you could mute your phone. I think maybe that background noise is coming from you.
Madam Chairman, I would wish that everyone would mute their phones until they get ready to be, until they are asked to be recognized. Everyone mute. And the chair will be muting on and off also. Okay. Last call, are there any other amendments to this agenda?
Mr. Chair, can you recognize me, Adriana?
What is the purpose for your asking to be recognized?
Mr. Chair, I have clearly stated in front of me that only the director could be chair or vice chair of the board. But after that, I believe that other issue that I point is that I'm not obviously receiving any of the PNB emails. I have none. I don't have an agenda. I don't have anything else. I want to know why, how that happened, and what is the idea? Why I'm not receiving the emails from the PNB? How can I be in the call, and how can I understand what's going on when I don't receive any emails from this board?
Thank you, Adriana. Point well taken.
Nancy, you can answer if you like.
The chair would like for someone to volunteer to send the agenda and the minutes to Madam Kasanoff and Mr. Diaz. I would like what someone's involved.
Nancy,
this bill,
Nancy,
I already did
I
it.
Just sent.
Okay.
This is Joseph. Joseph Davis to recognize the chair.
Joseph Davis is recognized.
I also do not have an agenda, so if you're sending copies of the agenda, could you please include me, whoever is sending that? Thank you.
Thanks, Joseph. It will be done. The secretary, will you take care of that? Thank
somebody,
you.
If somebody else could do that, that would help because I'm taking notes.
Okay.
I'm going to send, for some reason, the list, it was not sent to the PNB, so I'm going to, doesn't look like the PNB was on this list, so I'm going to send it to the whole PNB. I don't know why it wasn't sent to the whole PNB. All right. Okay. I will forward
right.
it to everyone again.
Okay.
But it was the three people
who did not get the agenda and it's being sent to you now, would you like the chair to wait until you verified if you have it before we finally say that no more amendments to this agenda?
Please.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. But
I just sent it. I just sent it a minute ago. Could you say when you got it?
Mr. Chair, can you, Benito, I would like to speak.
Okay, Mr. Diaz. Are there amendments that you would like to make for this agenda?
Mr. Chair, I would like to follow up on the issue that Adriana brought up a minute ago. I appreciate you and Nancy facilitating copies of the agenda to everyone, including myself. But I don't think that answers the question. It sort of helps immediately, but it doesn't answer the question or the issue. It does not speak to the issue. The issue raised by Adriana was, why has a week gone by and I haven't received anything? That is the issue.
Okay.
It's another thing about Joseph and myself not receiving The agenda is a technical issue. And by the way, to be honest, in my case, I can't say I did not receive it, but my computer is not working, so I don't have access to it. So I just want to be clear. But in any case, the issue is not, well, the one issue is, do we have, can we see the agenda? I still won't be able to see the agenda. But like I say, the real issue is, why was Adriana's access to PNB communications cut off given that she is a director.
Okay, thank you for that. And as I said earlier, from the person who actually originated the point of order, that the chair will discuss her point of order at the appropriate time, which is not now. What is appropriate right now?
We raised it a while ago, until you became chair, then those points of order are definitely. And it's my understanding, everyone has always said that those points of order are to be dealt with immediately.
That is correct. So what we'll do now is we'll call for the orders of the day and move on. So hearing no further...
Mr. Chair, Adriana Casneiro, I have an amendment.
Can I finish my statement?
Yes. You give me the floor whenever you want.
Okay. Okay. All right. So right now, we need to finish the agenda because Marcel will tell you we've passed time. And so if there are any other amendments, the chair will recognize people for that.
Adriana Casney with an amendment
okay.
for the agenda.
Okay. Adriana, you're right.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I just I couldn't do it before because, like we said, I never received it. Now I see the agenda and I see that my name is not on the agenda.
Your name is not listed as a director there, but the secretary and
is
myself.
Is there a mistake on the secretary, you mean?
No. Can I finish, Adrian? I'm just getting ready to tell you that it's an oversight. The secretary has put it in his notes, and the chair of this meeting, not the chair of the PNB, the chair of this meeting has also included your name in the notes, and we called your name when we call the roll, and you're counted as being present. Now, I thought you were going to add an agenda item, which is from 1 through 1 through 9. So,
I want to move an item from the agenda. That's why I asked for the floor. But I
okay, you have the floor. You have the floor. What item would you like to remove from the agenda?
No, remove. I want to move it up because every meeting we have the same problem. We have item number 7, other committees report. We have the KPST, Committee of Inclusion Report, since November 26, 2018.
Okay.
I know that in every meeting is being thrown behind, and it's something that is pending from the January 31st meeting before that. And I want that to be moved up because I know that the way
okay.
that it is.
Mansoor objects to that. Mansoor objects to that.
Okay, withhold, Mansoor. Adrian, you have to say specifically where you want it moved up to.
Yes, I want it exactly after the executive director report before all the other 5A, if you want it.
Okay.
If we
thank
go back last time, I will never reach it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Adrian.
Now, timekeeper.
Okay.
We passed time for this, so and then I do object to that. So that's
okay. Well, that's not the time to object. Hold on, Mansoor. Okay, so now we need a second.
Yeah, William Hairwagon second.
Okay, we only need one. Thank you, William. Okay, now to move it up to after the executive record court. Now, Bill, there was a pre-objection. So, therefore, Bill, will you call the roll on moving this item from where it is up to right after the executive director? You call the roll.
Okay, Chris. First, Aaron.
Excuse me, can you repeat the motion, please?
The motion is to move item number 7, which is the KPTFT Committee of Inclusion Report, right after the Executive Director's Report and before all the other committee reports.
Oh, okay. Adriana's motion.
Oh, Bill, call the roll, please.
Okay, I didn't hear Grace. Jonathan Alexander? I know he sent an excuse absence request. Gary Bost?
Bost. I'm here. Gary, sir?
Yes or no on the amendment, on Adriana's amendment?
No.
Okay, Gary votes no. Adriana Castaneve?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Robin Collier?
No.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
Abstain.
Chris abstains. Bill Crozier votes no. Joseph Davis?
Yes.
Joseph votes yes. Catherine Davis?
No.
Catherine votes no. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Benito votes yes. Jan Goodman? Oh, she's not on call. William Hairwagon?
Yes.
William votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Work there, dude.
Oh, he's not on the call. Ken Laufer?
No.
Ken votes no. Tony Leon? He's not on the call. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Nancy votes yes. Alex Steinberg? Anteria Alex. Carol Travis?
No.
Alex, no.
Okay. Alex votes no. Carol votes no. Tom Voorhees? Oh, he's off. Moscow, Washington?
Yes.
Moscow votes yes. Okay, going back, Grace Aaron?
No.
Grace votes no. Let's see, I didn't hear from Jonathan Alexander or Jan Goodman or Dwayne Lark or Tony Leon or Tom Voorhees. Is there any of you here? Okay, let me count. They've got 6 yes, 10 no, and 1 abstention.
The chair will state that the motion has failed. The Committee on Inclusion will stay where it is.
Here is no Mr. Chair.
Oh, no.
Carol.
Let me make this announcement
Sorry.
First. Hearing no more amendments to the agenda. The agenda is approved as that one correction. Okay. Now, at this point, at this point, ladies and gentlemen, this is the point where I will assume the parliamentarian's role again. Thank you for being so cooperative, everyone. And Nancy Sorten, who is chair of the PNB, are you ready to assume the chair?
I am. Thank you so much, Mr. Tatum.
You're quite welcome.
Nancy, this is Carol for the stack.
Okay. What's your point of information, Adriana?
I don't know exactly what you call it, but I send my points of order, and I want, like I asked last time, and I want you to direct the secretary to add it to the minutes. But I didn't know how to call that. I'm sorry. Thank you.
All right. So you sent your point of order that you announced earlier when Mr. Tatum was facilitating this meeting, and you would like that entered into the minutes. Is that correct?
the point of order that I read that had to do with the participation, I already sent it to the board, right? Remember that I made it
for it. Point of order. I see it. Point of order.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So the point of order that's the one that you read, okay. Bill, please enter that. Let's see. Your participation is under protest. Okay.
I'll enter.
Madam Chair,
this is Carol.
And Bill for the stack.
Oh, Carol.
After Carol.
Okay.
I just wanted Carol. To say that Jonathan Alexander had sent in something that says he's working tonight on things at the national office and cannot make the call tonight, and is requesting an excused absence.
I see he sent a request absence 15 minutes ago.
Bill, second. That's what I was going to bring up.
Madam Chair, timekeeper.
Yes, Mansoor.
There's no time allotted for a report from Interim Chief Financial Officer. So if you don't mind to make that announcement. It says time certain, PM.
Oh, that was probably... Was that supposed to be 20 minutes, Bill, on the agenda? I don't...
I didn't know when he was going to be able to speak, so I left it blank.
I mean, you have 20 minutes for minutes approval. That doesn't sound like it. We usually have 5 minutes for minutes approval.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming you meant to put 20 minutes for the CFO.
Right. Okay. I think I did, but I didn't know what the time certain was going to be for when he would be available to be joined the call. So I think you're right.
So 20 minutes.
But 20 minutes is fine with me. I don't know. I still don't know when he can join the call, though.
Yeah. Well, whenever he does, could you correct the agenda to put 20 minutes, put that on the correct line?
Yes. Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Benito.
Yes, Benito.
We still have Jonathan's on
the... Well, okay. Mr. Parliamentarian, can we go back to an excused absence? We just got an email from Jonathan Alexander requesting an excused absence.
Yes, you may, Madam Chair.
All righty. So we are going back to a piece of, we're opening up the excused absences. Are there any objection to excusing Jonathan Alexander absence tonight? Okay, Bill, please correct the minutes. Hearing no objections, Jonathan Alexander's absence is excused for tonight. Okay, thank you. Benito, you're next.
Thank you. I had asked to speak earlier before Carol, and I was trying to, immediately after Adriana spoke about her point of order, and I just wanted to request that I be recorded in the minutes as supporting her point of order and also myself. I'm here on the protest for the exact same reason she gave.
Okay, thank you. Could you also enter Benito's name aside of Adriana's for that statement of protest, please? Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Point of information.
Yes, Carol.
What does that mean? I mean, if people don't want to be here, they don't have to be here. So I don't get what that means.
It means they're stating that they believe that the meeting is.
Adriana, the point of clarification, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I think that I can explain to Director Travis what that means. That means that obviously we will not deprive our LSPs question from representation, and I stated in the point of order and all the other directors too that we know that even the advice of council said that this extension is I don't know, it's illegal, but this is his advice. But we want to put very clear there that we believe, in my case, and I think that the other directors too, that it's not up to us, that it's against the bylaws and it's against the California Corporation Code. That's why we want to be sure that we are not, you know, the dirt is not being, you know, swept under the rug. We want to put there that we are here because we know that unless that our replacements are seated, we cannot deprive our stations from representation. Is that understandable, Director Travis? Thank you.
Doesn't matter.
I second Carol's motion.
Thing one, you bring it.
Yes.
Okay, so, all right, so let no back and forth, please.
President, so,
yes, Joseph?
I just wanted to add myself to objection, and again, as Ms. Castaneda pointed out, it is not that I am objecting to being in the meeting, but that rather the bylaws have been violated and the current membership of the board, and that is the objection. And I would also like to be noted in the minutes as objecting. Thank you.
William, here, right? Okay.
Yes, William.
Yeah, also add myself, William, to agree with that.
Okay, thank you. Bill, would you please add Joseph and William also to the protest statement?
Yes, I'll do it.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's see. We do not, is Maxie, Jack? Maxie, I see Maxie, okay. Have we heard from the CFO? You know?
No. I don't think he's on the call.
This is Maxie. You may recall that I had informed the board on a previous call that the interim CFO suggested he would not be able to provide a financial report on the organization until, I believe, May of this year. Yeah, it may have been May. I may have my dates wrong. But I had informed the board of that fact. So his not being on this call may be due to the fact that is the case, that he's not in a position because they're still accruing financial data to provide a report that he would be confident is accurate for our purposes.
Thank you, Maxie. So then,
Grace, I have a request for information.
Yes, Grace, what's your request for information?
Who requested that a report from the CFO be put on this agenda?
No, it's a great, I can answer that. It's a great, and in fact, I am part of the blame, so Grace is correct in alerting to that fact. I apologize for not bringing that up. I had suggested, I think, to Bill that perhaps he be in a position to do that, having forgotten the fact that I had actually given that report. So my apologies to the board for that recommendation.
Okay. So, okay. All right. So no one has invited him that he's turned down or anything like that, right?
Well, I think, and Bill can correct me if I'm wrong, I think the invitation was extended. I'm suggesting that the reason we probably did not get a reply is that Mr. Dankner notified me that he was not comfortable giving a report until they had a more accurate assessment of our financials.
Okay.
I've not communicated with him. I just assumed that you had asked. So.
Okay. then that again, this falls on me, and I accept the blame for it. My apologies.
Okay. Thank you for everyone for clarifying that. Okay, so that means, Maxie, that you are up with your report and our Q&A. Oh, wait, sorry. We have minutes. I'm sorry. Next
Madam
minute.
Chair, before you start,
Ms. Tesmay, why would you like the floor?
I want to remind everybody, because you said that you will put me again on the PMB list. I will ask today, please, to all the members, that when they are sending an email to the PMB, please add my individual email address, because obviously if not, I will not receive the communication between the board members. Okay, that's it. Thank you.
That's fine. Yes, if everyone could, when you put PNB in the address, just add Adriana's email until I can get that restored, which I hope will be tomorrow. Okay.
Ms. Bill, do you want me to clarify? Because I did not send the minutes of the draft agenda to the PNB list because I didn't think it had been updated. I thought it needed to be updated. So I included only people's individual email addresses, and I did not include Adriana because I thought she was off the board.
Oh, okay.
So
but there's other emails.
PNB list.
There's other PNB emails that she hasn't been giving. Thank you. Minutes approval for the PNB open public meeting on January 31st.
Carol, for the stack.
Okay. Are there any corrections? Do you have a correction to the minutes?
I was going to move that we accept the minutes with any corrections as a group, since we have the ability to correct either now or after. That's what I was going to move.
I think that if there's any corrections at the moment, it would be, I'd like to get those out of the way.
Right. I didn't hear a second.
I would second that, Mansoor. I have no problem.
I didn't have an answer to my first question. I was in the middle of saying my first question of are there any corrections to the minutes when I wasn't finished yet when you wanted to put your motion on. So first I would like to get an answer to my question. Are there any corrections to the minutes?
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Because I just received it from you a few minutes ago. I want to myself to be put in abstention because I don't have time to be in the meeting and read. I think that I see 11 pages.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I cannot read all of that. I want to be put abstain. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you,
Madam Chair. This is a parliamentarian.
Yes. Mr. Parliamentarian.
We got a dilemma here. You asked the question, and then someone made a motion. And the motion was seconded. So.
I was still in the middle of speaking when I was interrupted. So I wasn't really recognizing. Okay. I did recognize her, so the motion's on the floor, is what you're saying.
Okay.
So we had a second on this?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any objections? Are there any objections to the minutes, any objections to accepting the minutes? So we have one abstention already. Things are just coming a little bit out of order here, so I'd like to just reiterate that I didn't hear any corrections, and there's a motion on the floor to accept the minutes. And we had a second, and we have one abstention to accepting the minutes. Is there any other objections? Okay. So if you could please say there was no objections and one abstention to and Adrian was the abstention to accepting the minutes.
Madam Chair, Benito.
Yes, got it.
Okay.
Madam Chair, the parliamentarian.
Yes, Mr. Parliamentarian.
I will withhold until after Benito.
Go ahead, Benito.
I'm going to abstain as well.
Okay. Thank you.
I think I saw an email from Adriana, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, where she was making amendments to, or maybe I got it confused. But anyway, I would like to hear those arguments.
Okay. Well, she has not, she said that she hasn't had time to read the minutes, and she just wants to abstain until she gets a chance to read the minutes.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Well, I'll abstain in that.
Okay. All right. So we have another abstention then on accepting minutes from Benito Diaz. Okay. Now we have a 30-minute item, the executive director's report. Mr. Maxie Jackson, you have the floor.
Madam Chair, I am going to forego a report. I gave one last week that was pretty comprehensive. I have been in the Bay Area visiting KPFA and the national office and doing work. I'm still here now and meeting with Ford Green in the morning, among other things. And so I'm going to give back my time. I'm certainly available if anyone has a question about something I may have mentioned last week or has something that they would like me to respond to for tonight. But otherwise, I've not prepared a report because, again, I did one last week that I think is pretty comprehensive, and I really have no substantial update.
Mansoor would like to be on stack.
Okay. So we'll just do Q&A then tonight, Maxie.
That's fine. Sure.
Okay. I have Mansoor. Anyone else? Okay, Mansoor, go ahead with your question.
Sure. Thank you. Any updates on the election? That's it. Hello?
Oh, Maxie, do you know of any updates on the...
My phone muted, accidentally. No, there's no update since what I reported last week. The process is continuing. Many of the stations are doing forums this week, including KPFA tonight, which I plan to attend, depending on how late we're on this call. But I have no formal updates other than the fact that all of the the local election supervisors are paid up and are current. We have extended agreements with the LES and the NES to carry them through the month of February, and the NES in particular through the first week of March. What I can tell you, though, is that we will incur additional expenses on this year's election of about $50,000 more than what we had budgeted due to the extensions. So that's the only update I can provide at this moment.
Thank you, Mansoor. Are there any other questions?
Adriana, would you like to know about the elections, too?
Go ahead, Adriana, you have the floor.
I think that I don't want to go to the specifics, but you all know that I'm requesting since January 23rd my ballot, and just today I received news And I believe that it's, I don't know what's going on, if it's any problem with my nurse being out of the PMD list for whatever reason, delay the answers or something like that, because, like I said, it's more than 3 weeks since I, you know, asked for my ballot, and I, you know, today I'm still having questionings, and just today, and I'm afraid that I will not receive my ballot in time. Is any problem? You think that it's related to me not being in the PMB list? I don't know. Could be some other reasons. And you know, if other people, I have people from KPFT that are delegates, that are candidates, and they are not receiving their ballots neither. And I don't know if there's any other way that we can, if you want to make this process a little faster, because if not, members would not have time.
30.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Maxie, I just would like to ask a follow-up question to that, if you could answer at the same time you're answering. Maybe honest, is when were the ballots sent out for KPFT, and was that a different date? Was it the same date for everybody, all stations?
I don't have that information in front of me. I'd have to research it. I do believe all of the ballots were sent out at or right around the same time. Adriana's voice was real broken up for me, so I didn't really hear her question very well. I believe, if I heard her correctly, she was asking about people not receiving ballots and responding to the NES or LES for that, and would they get them in time. All I can tell you is that I see a lot of those email correspondence, and my understanding through what I'm seeing in those replies from the NES is that they are replying as quickly as possible, so that those who are missing ballots but are worthy of having them are getting them. And then they're giving instructions as to how to get them directly. So all I can tell you is we've got a system in place. I believe it's working well. If you are having, or if you know someone having difficulties receiving their ballots, certainly let the NES and the local election supervisor for that city or for that station, let them know at the earliest. And I'm sure that the LES and NES will be on top of it as quickly as possible. We know that there's a challenge to make sure that we reach quorum. And so everyone has an interest to make sure that we do our best in getting everyone who is eligible ballots.
Yes, Mr. Jackson. My problem is that KPFT, you know, that doesn't have an LES. And second of all, what I said, I follow the instructions to request the paper ballot January 23rd. And just today, it's more than 3 weeks, I'm receiving some questioning, okay? That is what I worry.
Okay, so January 23rd is technically about 2 weeks away, 2 weeks ago, but I get your point. We do have an LES serving KPFT, and that person is the NES as well. So you have Renee available to answer any questions for folks at KPFT.
Madam Chair, Dwayne, quick question.
And Bill,
hi, Dwayne.
I want to be on the stack.
Okay. Hi, Dwayne. Could you mark Dwayne present? Dwayne present, please. Dwayne, what's your? You
yes.
Wanted to be on the. You wanted to have the floor, Dwayne.
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
I wanted to respond to the executive director's a statement that is going well. I would have to take issue to that, but I would caveat that with it likely has no reflection on him, so he doesn't take it personally. But we've had a problem at KPFT that is consistent with elections. I have noted at least 8 people in the Houston area that incidentally have a similar zip code that didn't receive ballots last election or received them too late, and haven't received ballots to date, including myself. So this business that is running well, I'm not sure that's what you would call running well when there's a consistent problem of certain people getting their ballot. Now, I will note, this is the first year that I have not received a ballot in a timely manner, but I have not received a ballot to date. And I have requested it. We've sent a second request to date. So since there's been no problems extending the election for various reasons, I would think it would be a reasonable thing that says at least you have 8 or 9 people in the Houston area, and we don't know who else, because many of us, that would be the exception of myself because I pay attention to the timelines that have been published, but most of our members would say they don't know where to go to know when the ballots were sent out. And even the ED himself admitted that he would have to research to find out exactly when the ballots were sent out. I know what's published, but I'm talking about when they actually were sent. But it would seem to me to be a reasonable thing to extend the time to allow people to get their ballots and have a timely manner to process.
Dwayne, your time is up.
Dwayne,
thank you.
And Bill, I wanted to be on the stack also.
That's
earlier.
Fine.
Go ahead,
Maxie. Let me respond to Dwayne. If, in fact, what you say is true, and I have every reason to believe it, please document an email to Renee and CC me indicating your concerns about the zip code in particular and your issues with concern regarding folks not receiving the ballots. The date, I had to research. It's not that I don't know it. I just had to make sure I had the actual date for you. The ballots were sent on January 18th of this year to all members. Please forward that email so that I can work with Renee to check on the status of that situation with a third-party vendor who assisted in the distribution of ballots. We want to make sure that if that is in fact going on, that we can remedy the situation as quickly as possible. With all due respect, I think the last thing we want to do, if we can avoid it, is extend the election further. The costs are, as I mentioned previously, already 30% more than we have planned to spend for this election. And I don't think this organization would be in a good position to continue to extend this process if we can avoid it. I'll leave it at that. But I appreciate you bringing that to my attention. And like I said, make sure you correspond with Renee, either as the LES for KPFT or as the NES, and CC me so that I can assist her in following up with the ballot and distribution centers to make sure that we've got some answers for you on that.
Thank you, Maxie. Bill, and then Benito.
Yeah, thank you. I'm actually having the same problem Adriana and Dwayne has. I've heard from quite a few people who did not receive ballots, or a couple and only received one, and these are people that haven't moved, so they have the same address as they had in the previous election. And so I'm just wondering if, I know Renee is probably really busy. She's being LES for 3 stations plus being the NES, so maybe you could ask her if she needs some help keeping up with this. I'm directing everybody, I hope this is still the right thing, to fill out the form that is at the bottom of the elections webpage, elections.pacifica.org. But I don't know anybody that's gotten a response yet, even when they filled it out 2 weeks ago. So
okay.
As soon as she's behind.
Yeah. No, I don't believe she's behind. I met with her today in person for the first time, actually last night, and then again today. She made no mention of being behind in any stage of the election process. However, I take these concerns as legitimate. Particularly since they're all coming from one state and one station. My concern, in addition to what you're saying, is that it might be the list that were provided by the station. And so I will work with Renee to verify that the list that she had, and maybe we can do this by verifying the members of this board who have had concerns, what addresses that are in the system for you. But again, Lynn's going to forward. I certainly recommend others who have this issue to forward that information both to Renee and myself. I will take it upon myself to work with her to talk to the third-party vendors to verify whether ballots were sent so that we can at least try to diagnose if, in fact, there's something problematic with our process, with the third-party vendors, with the station lists. But we will get to the bottom of what's causing these delays in getting the ballots there.
Carol for the stack.
Thank you, Maxie. Benito, then Carol.
Just briefly, I just wanted to note that I've had the same problem. I've been looking every day. I look to see if I'm going to get my ballot, and it hasn't happened. I'll follow up with our LES, Mr. Tatum. I didn't know to do that until you clarified that, Maxine, a minute ago. I was under the impression we only deal with the NES. So I appreciate it.
Is Grace with a request for information?